enable her to relate to the great human masses. She cannot be bought. She is one of those rare people who is beyond co-optation, the fact of a job, the fact of comfort, the other facts that somehow in this society make us susceptible to all sorts of things, to all sorts of wills that enable us to be bought, somehow did not affect her. So she had the courage to persevere and to speak, just as you heard the recording of her speaking a minute ago. Now, the laws that have been operationalized, the laws that have been used to put her in the situation that she is presently in, are a question for the lawyers. But those of us who are concerned with human justice can listen to her words when she says that she is a political prisoner. And politics concerns people. We as people, then, are very directly involved in the plight of Angela Davis. There are people here today on the stage who will be talking to you about different from different perspectives about Angela, about why you should be concerned, about why you should exert your fullest effort to free her. So without further ado, I'll get on with the speakers, each of whom will introduce the other. We'll start with Cyrus Keller, a member of the Central Committee of the Black Student Union here at UCSB.
I think, you know, to clearly understand what the real situation here is and you know, what's really happening with Angela as well as with the rest of us, because we're here in America at this time, we have to first define what Angela Davis is, what she, you know, is as a person, and how people view her, and et cetera. Angela Davis is a revolutionary, which simply means that she has dedicated her efforts, her time, her energy to the total liberation of the oppressed people of the world. That makes her political, which means that her beliefs have compelled her to take note of the fact that her people are oppressed here in America, that there are oppressed people in the world, and these people are all oppressed for the same reason, because they are under a capitalistic system. She's political because her concerns compelled her to take note of current events, to see between the lies of the state and to recognize the reality of that oppression and to recognize in order to end that oppression, we must struggle against it. I think, you know, being political in this country at this time means certain things for the individual who takes that step to become political. It means that he will be harassed, that he or she will be harassed. It means that they will be investigated. It means that they will be subjugated even more so because they're trying to separate themselves from the mass of the silent majority. It means that they are standing up and they want people to take note of the things that they are doing because they are leading a crusade against the injustices that are a daily existence of life in America. I think we need to further see, you know, like what is being done. A fascist state plays an image game with things. It paints a picture of itself as being benevolent and loving and seeking to ensure the goodwill and securities of the masses of the people. It puts out images against people who stand against it. I think if we go back to the beginning of when Angela first came to the attention of the country and the world, you remember that the information that Angela was a communist was first given to those who would use that information to exploit Angela by an FBI informer at UCLA. I think this points to a very crucial point. It means that from the beginning, Angela has been conspired against by the federal government as well as by Ronald Reagan and the state government here. It means that from the beginning, Angela has been watched, she has been followed, and they have been attempting to lay various traps for her. All right, we further need to state, you know, like, and to look at how the press has painted a picture of Angela Davis. In the beginning, it was the press in their reporting of the story of her being a communist teaching at an institution of higher education in California. They set the stage so that there would be no other way to avoid, there would be no way to avoid a confrontation with Ronald Reagan. And if you stand back and look at the press reports from the early days of the Angela Davis issues, you see that it was like they had placed Angela and her lawyers in a ring with Ronald Reagan and the Regents, and they were going to fight it out. And the people were on the sidelines viewing, and who was going to win, the revolutionaries or the government? They set this up, and because they are to, in turn, control by and support the state, and the state controls the press, and they control what the people read because they play the image game. We also need to recognize that there's a real issue here as well as the issue in the state's case. Now, the issue that the state would have us see is that Angela Davis is being charged with murder and kidnapping, and that she's a wild fanatic and a danger and a menace to society, and she needs to be eliminated. But the real issue here is that Angela Davis is a political prisoner, that because of her politics, because of her influence, because of her strength that she shows the people through her own practice, her willingness to give up her job, her willingness to give of herself and her time to the people, the state has to exclude her. They have to eliminate her because she is a danger to the state. She demonstrates daily that the spirit of the people is greater than the man's technology. She demonstrates daily that the people can lead a struggle against what seems to be the most powerful and the strongest animal, if you will, that has ever existed on the planet. We also need to see, like, the role of repression in a movement such as the one that Angela was involved in. Repression is used, along with the image game, to show weakness of the movement. Those who oppose the state, they arrest, the state feels that if they can arrest the leaders of the struggle, they can imprison them, force them to leave the country, take them away from the people, that the people will become disenchanted, that the people will react to this and say, the leaders are gone, we have no minds of our own. We can't possibly do this because we were really convinced ourselves that we were doing the right thing. We were only following a leader. And this is what the mind and the mental attitude and the mindset the state tries to produce in the people who are in the state. This is why education is so important. And this is why it was so crucial that Angela Davis be taken out of the educational system, because a communist in the educational system would not produce individuals who would have be mindless and follow the imagery that the state would have them follow. I think we need to realize that the repression is used, and along with other things that the state has allowed for in this society. The society is racist, it's institutionalized in its racism, and it's built upon a structure that perpetuates its racism. And the two most things, are the two foremost things that this society is racist against, is people of color and communism. So in terms of the mindset the state would develop in the people of America, Angela Davis had two strikes against her from the get. She was a nigger and she was a communist. And we need to keep this in mind as we view the situation and try to arrive at some correctness in our position in relation to Angela Davis. Angela Davis has been exploited by the press and by the state. She was leading the movement to free the Soledad brothers. She was a leader in the revolutionary struggle against America in this country. She was a very forceful person. She had charisma and all the other necessary things that leaders have to have. She had strength and she had courage. So they have placed her in jail. And one who the people would give themselves to and follow and help to build their own strength and courage by placing her in jail, they feel that our leader's in jail. What can we do? What can we say? All right, I think what we need to see is that this is a tool by the state. Huey Newton was in jail, and Huey Newton set a very beautiful example. The people freed Huey Newton. Huey Newton is no longer in jail. It was the efforts of the people to bring this to the concern of the whole country and the world, Huey Newton is out of jail. Angela Davis can be out of jail. Bobby Seale can be out of jail. They will be out of jail. I think we need to look at what a political prisoner is and why there are political prisoners. Political prisoners are placed in a situation that no other individual in jail can be placed in. They are criminals against the government. They are enemies of the government, and they are successful. They are successful because they are in jail. And what I mean is that a person who is arrested that becomes so successful, becomes such a threat to the government where the government has to eliminate them, is successful. Angela Davis is a successful revolutionary. She was doing what had to be done and doing it successfully. This is why the state has moved on her. All right, there's a need to free political prisoners. The need is there because it demonstrates to the people that the struggle is strong, the struggle is victorious, and the people do have the power. The power belonging to the people is a principle that is humanistic as well as American. If the people demonstrate their power to the government will have to do one of two things. They will have to eliminate us all, or they will have to surrender the power that they maintain and hold unjustly and illegally. I think political prisoners should be freed immediately. The position of the Black Student Union in relation to Angela Davis is that she should be freed. She should be free by the people, and that to free her, the people should free themselves. Because if we lived in a free society, there would be no need for this rally, there'd be no need for the jail there, there'd be no need for the pigs in the back of the room, and there'd be no need for this newsman to get on television tonight and say all those bad things about all of us here. So what I'm saying is that the BSU feels the only way to free Angela Davis is to free everybody. And that's what Angela feels. Our BSU here has a very unique relationship with Angela Davis. We have a member of Central Committee who's been convicted to 1 to 3 years in the state penitentiary in Texas because he was in a photograph with Angela, which he's not ashamed of, he's very proud of it, but because he was in that picture, he became Angela Davis's cohort and bodyguard and was convicted in Dallas, Texas to serve 1 to 3 years in the state penitentiary there. So we need to keep Dalton Measy out of jail, as well as the other members of the Dallas Four. I think one final thing needs to be looked at, and that is there are crooks in this society. And the crooks in this society are the capitalists. You know, they're the pigs, and they're Nixon, they're Reagan, they're Chancellor Cheadle, and all those other people who are either lackeys or running dogs of the system, the people who work as puppets in it, and the people who directly run it. But what I'm saying about Angela Davis, it's similar to a man who steals a loaf of bread to feed his family. If this man is a criminal, it's because the society is sick. I think if you're going to take a moral issue on Angela, whether or not she did it or whether or not she was involved, whether or not it was her guns or any of the other issues involved, the position you ought to take is this, that if anyone is guilty, that it is the society that we live in. If the society is sick, then people have to do dehumanizing things to heal the society. And it's a very simple analogy, because when you have cancer in your body, they cut your body, cause you to bleed, move veins, muscles, or whatever, go in and take out that which is sick, and then put you back together so that you'll be well. Power to the people. The next speaker will be Richard Harris from the University of California at Santa Barbara.